Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A lot going on with the Supreme Court as of late. Some big decisions released yesterday. And even bigger ones potentially today with that abortion case that's on the docket. And we've already seen a sneak preview of that decision. But going back to the big one that was released yesterday, the concealed carry in New York. And the question was, do you have the right to carry arms outside of your own home, essentially, without the government asking you to justify your Second Amendment rights? And the answer is yes, you are allowed outside of your home to do this. And this was a huge win for Second Amendment advocates. Mayor Adams of New York City, not too much of a fan. This is clip 10.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West. That is unacceptable. This decision is created. We will not allow our city to live in fear that everyone around us is armed and that any altercation could evolve into a shootout. We will not allow the men and women of the police department to be subjected to further danger, making their already difficult jobs even more harrowing.
And joining us now to discuss the big Supreme Court announcement decision yesterday, Mark Walters, a host of Armed American Radio and the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thank you for coming back on this week, Mark.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having me back. Good morning, and good morning, St. Louis. Eric Adams needs to go sit in a corner and be quiet and lick his wounds. He lost.
This was a big case. In fact, it's huge. A very good case to point out that, hey, states, take note. You don't have the authority to have people have to come and beg you for their Second Amendment rights. It shouldn't be done like that.
What's interesting, Ryan, is that clip that you played from Eric Adams. Listen to how he's perverted the Constitution and how he has twisted what he believes rights are and what they mean. To him, everything you heard is government regulation, the government has to do this, when in reality, the Constitution is designed to limit government regulation, intrusion, and interference in our lives. Everything that he's talked about has been the law of the land in virtually every state in the nation, save for maybe five or six, and everything that they've predicted, which he predicted, has failed to come true. New York City is simply catching up. I got words for Eric Adams. All the criminals in New York are already carrying guns, sir. That's why your crime rate's going through the roof. Law-abiding citizens are not your problem. Crime is. Get a handle on it. And by the way, go back and sit in the corner and lick your wounds. You lost. So did your governor.
Yeah, it's 100% true in the sense that the crime and the problems that we see in these major areas, they're not necessarily thinking to themselves, oh, boy, I better do this legally. It never happens that way. And in New York City, you're right. You're worried about turning your neighbor into thinking that you are going to attack them. You know, you as a law-abiding citizen is right. A dangerous thing. Like, do you purposely want to make everyone afraid of each other when that's so unnecessary in a case like this?
Yeah, and the Democrats are good at that. But again, we have history on our side. We have records from every state that has enacted permit laws. Look, Thomas could have gone as far in this ruling, and thank God he was the one that wrote the opinion, I should say. But he could have gone as far as saying that permits themselves were unconstitutional. In fact, if you read through the decision, which I'm about 53 pages word for word in, not just skimming over, but in a footnote, he did leave open the possibility to challenge permits and their constitutionality as well. So this is going to get very, very interesting. But here's what we need to be concerned with, and I don't want listeners to think that this is an open and shut done deal. It's not, because Hochul and Adams and Democrats in other states, including Murphy in New Jersey, are going to do everything in their power to violate this ruling. They're going to make it near impossible for people to exercise the law. We will be back in court with them. We know this from their history because we did it in Chicago. Every time they did it in Chicago and tried to skirt the new laws, we sued and we won. And that's getting ready to happen here. It's not open and shut. We've got a long road ahead of us to get them to comply.
Plus, this gives a lot of grounds to stand on when challenged. But Justice Thomas wrote as part of the majority, and these are some really wise words, an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside of the home is not a second-class right. We know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. And that is so true. So true.
Yeah, he's been wanting to say this in a decision in a case like this for years. We know this dating back to 2017 when the Supreme Court in conference refused to hear the Peruta case in California, which was similar in nature to this case, California's reasoning to get a permit. This case was better. We're glad that we waited. I'm glad that the court waited, and I'm glad that Thomas, writing for the majority, in the 6-3 majority in this case, got to weigh in. He's been all over this second class, the Second Amendment being treated as a second class right for many, many years. And he put a good stamp on this and a solid stamp, and you're right. We've got legs now. And moving forward, again, this doesn't end everything, but it puts us in the right direction. Also, keep in mind, 25 states are now constitutional carry. No permits are required.
Right. Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio and The Daily Defense, which you can find on the network. Let's talk, too, about this bipartisan bill that came together with the senators. So they decided, and they're now commenting on this. What are your thoughts of that going through?
Well, it looks like the Senate has already has passed the bill. What we have is 13 Republicans who have opened the door for more gun control, who, instead of showing leadership and not equating the actions of criminals to that of law-abiding citizens, or vice versa, however you want to phrase that, they've opened the door for more regulation and more infringements. And how ironic on a day that we've got this massive victory in the Supreme Court. There will be political price to pay for those Republicans on that committee, including Senator Cornyn. No doubt. Look, Cornyn made comments the other day when asked about the NRA statement. And when he said what he said, and I'm paraphrasing, is the NRA's business model will not allow them to support good public policy, to which I threw my phone across the room, went back and picked it up because it was still working, and screamed at it. That business model you're referring to, Cornyn, is called the Constitution. Huh. So these people have a lot to learn. There's going to be a lot of political payback for this. There's a lot to talk about that we don't have time for in here. I could even go into deeper. Is it a gun control bill? It's almost like, yeah, the media wants to make it a gun control bill. So, yeah, we've got a lot to dig into.
Yeah, let me ask you about one common phrase that you hear over and over again whenever they talk about this. And there's a bill or something that gets passed. They'll say it's just common sense. What are your thoughts on that term into the application of gun control?
Well, let's apply that to the 18 to 20 year olds who are being infringed. When Cornyn and Lindsey Graham say that there's safeguards, the Second Amendment is protected, there are no infringements on your rights, tell that to the 18 to 20 year old who is now subjected to a deeper background check to extend beyond 3 days to maybe 10 days if we don't like what we see here and we're not sure that this person might be able to exercise their right because they're now being discriminated against by their age.
So ageism is that what you're saying? Yeah,
correct. Look, here's why Murphy and the rest of them didn't put in the assault weapons ban and didn't put in the 18 to 21 restriction on purchase in that bill. First, they knew it wasn't going to pass muster in the Senate, even with the wishy-washy rhinos that 13 that were involved. They knew that. But the real reason is because they know someone else is going to use a rifle to murder somebody in America, and they're going to be able to blame Republicans and say, look, we didn't go far enough. And these are the Republicans that left the door open by doing what they did instead of saying, no, we're slamming the door shut. No more gun control on Americans.
So, Mark, if people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
ArmedAmericanRadio.com, ArmedAmericanNews.com, and we appreciate it.
Perfect. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Thanks for coming again on to St. Louis in 97.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a big one with the Supreme Court yesterday, and more decisions expected here in about an hour and 15 minutes or so, 9 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.